No, another read. Right? Let's take out the first machlokas. Tosa gavar, ila gavar. Those are the facts. Right? One side says ila gavar. Go by the top. Top one wins. Right? Right. I think that's important too. I think he's using that word for a reason. And or do you say tosa gavar? Right? Okay. Zucker. Bye. Kalakabot. What? Notzeach. All right, so let's understand. First of all, it's interesting, no one mentioned, I'm happy no one mentioned this premise. Maybe everyone agrees with it. But there is one premise we have to understand, which is that, this is going to be important also for Tosos, that Cham, as far as we're concerned, Cham means Blia. Sona means no Blia, okay? The property of Cham, Blia means swallowing, okay? It means transference, right? So this is important. There's Cham, when we're talking about Cham, what's the halachic expression of Cham? Blia. Now, what are we trying to understand here? We're trying to understand the relationship between A and B. That's the issue here. The issue is we have some type of interaction. How do we define the nature of the relationship? That's the way to set up the question. So now there's two ways. Okay, so one way is like everyone's saying, right? I like to use toppings on ice cream. Okay, if I have ice cream, right? So even if I put in tons of fudge on top, right? Quantitatively, at the end of the day, that is considered a topping to the ice cream. Right? Now, you would never say the fudge is separate from the ice cream, right? Rather, what you would say is that it becomes part of the ice cream, right? So the ice cream is the ikker, right? That's the right word to use, by the way, the ikker. And even though he was saying before, oh, it could be a case where you pour gallons of water in, but we even have a halachic precedence where in a minority, majority it works. Like, for instance, mizonos, right? If I have, let's say, like an oatmeal, kor mos rishonim, I start with a small amount of oatmeal and I add tons of honey to it, right? Right? Tons of honey. It still goes by the oatmeal. And one of the Rishonim actually say, because what you're doing is that you're building off of it. What? There's, what? Right? So that's one side, okay? Tasagavar. Whereas the other side is going to say, no, there's another way to look at the nature relationship, which is by introducing this new thing, right? This to that. So we'll use your term, mitzarev, which I would say it's functioning as a catalyst. It's bringing about change. It's a changer. Right, so that means it's a mitzarif. It's affecting something else, and let me just push it one little bit further. Okay, one little tiny point. So you have to realize. Let me ask you a question. In other words, if it goes by the bottom, right? So by tasa gavar, so that's going to define this. I shouldn't say tarobas. This entity. Okay, so whatever else is added to it is always defined by that property. Right, now it's interesting. But when I introduce, let's just talk this out. Just one point. If I introduce the hot cheese to the cold salami. Okay, and you're saying it's the mitzarev, right? So before the cheese was there, right? Again, if you say ilaga, before the cheese was there, is there an idea of cham ratzone so far as the salami is concerned? Okay, think about it for a second. In other words, if you really say the tafs the mitzarev, right? I want to just push it, just tweak a point, okay? So before the, if you say ilaga, when I have salami on the ground, is it relevant whether it's cham ratzone?
No.
Right?
You're saying it's creating.
I want to say it's creating it, but what's it doing? I can't say creating.
It's introducing.
Right. There's, meaning the halachic properties of Cham and Sonein are never to be evaluated until.
Brought in by the law.
Exactly. The law is bringing this in. It's introducing the very notions of Cham and Sonein. That's what gives it that power.
Only matter.
Okay. Go.
Done.
Learn
the Mishnah. No taf mirukzo al hacheres v'chazar elav yutol es makoma.
Okay. So here's the problem. So now that this is such a great gemara. So now that we have this overall machlokas, okay, but now we look at the Mishnah, and in the second case, emphasis on second case, in the second case of the Mishnah, what happens? So the rotav, the liquid, goes from the Korban Pesach onto the wall, and then from the wall back onto the Korban Pesach, right? And what do we say there? Now we got to be careful. Let's understand, because there's two steps here. There's two steps, okay? Step one is rotav from Korban Pesach onto the wall of the oven. Now, the Pesach is Cham. The wall of the oven is Tzonein. Okay? You didn't read Tosfos yet. Okay? The wall of the oven is Tzonein. Now what happens? Now the Rotev is going back into the Pesach.
Simple shot, the wall of the oven is Cham.
What's happening? So the Rotev goes from the Korban Pesach, hot, onto the cold oven wall. And then what happens? Okay, but let's understand what's happening. In other words,
the wall becomes hot. The wall becomes, well, that's the question.
This is a tricky part.
The log of the wall becomes hot, and then when the rotate goes back,
Right, as long as you understand there's a switch here.
Right.
Okay? There's a switch. Right, look, Bishlama, look, Bishlama, Lefi, sorry, Larav, so if you hold the corner Rav, so what do you say?
Ilagavar.
Right. Right. Because if you hold Ilagavar, so you have to cut out that area. Why? Azal.
Azal Rotez, Miroteach.
Leilacharis. Right, Bahadar.
Bahadar Charis, Miroteach.
Right, v'chi. Decharis and Rachman Amar. V'lotzli machmas avacher. Very, very convoluted, but it's saying like this. Remember, the rotev. Let's say you hold the law of gavar. So now, if you hold the law of gavar, so now the rotev leaves the korban pesach. The rotev is ilah. It's hot and ilah.
Right.
The wall of the oven is
tasa.
Cold tasa. But he law gavar. So what does the rotev do to the wall?
Hot.
Now it's cham. Now, what happens now? The rotev now leaves, right, the oven, the wall, to the Pesach.
First, you skipped this up. Now the wall heats up the rotev.
Sorry, it's a given. Sorry. Yeah. The wall, well, what do you mean the wall? No. No, no.
There's a pressure of cham.
Right, no. The rotev now has the property of cham from the wall of the oven.
Yes.
Okay, that's a little bit different.
Well, no, does it?
Yeah, it is. No, fine. Okay, then we're saying the same thing. Okay. Because you're saying, you're worried about the cooking part. I care about properties. Where the rotev? Yes, that's all I care about.
No, the chom comes from the rotev.
What matters is the...
Now, what's the wall doing? The wall now is marteach the rotev, right? And then what happens? And then the rotev jumps back into the Pesach. But now the rotev, when it leaves the wall, is now what?
Ilah.
And what's the korban Pesach?
Tasah.
And ilah gavar.
So ask, what's the problem? Wait, so what?
In that case, aren't they
Wait, what do you mean? Yeah, so the rotev now is heated up by something else, but it got its property of cham from that thing.
Right.
Not
so
from.
So
they both
have
properties of
cham
from each other.
Isn't it cham of
well,
cham?
Well, no. One second. Kamatvi Pesach Machmas Chamimusa
Decharis.
The rotev.
Yeah, no. I'm saying, why does it even apply? It's cham Shuman and cham Pesach. It's just cham to cham. That's the very closer.
What do you mean?
I mean, in that case, once the rotev is the wall, and now it's leaving the wall, and it's cham, and the Pesach is cham, it's just cham to cham.
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, hold on to that. That's going to be on Tosos' short answer. Hold on. As we said that initially, once we have cham to cham, what does cham to cham always mean in Bliya? Think in terms of Bliya. It always means it's bidirectional. Now, so if you hold Ilah Gavar, awesome. It makes sense why you would take out that chunk. But the problem is Elishmuel Damar Tasagavar. Not good. Kevan
the Tsonin who Akure Mikar Le Rotev Amayito as Makoma.
Right, so if I hold Tasagavar, I shouldn't have to spell this out. Right? If I hold Tasagavar, so when the Rotev comes back and hits the Korban Pesach, what I should say is the Korban Pesach is what?
Well, the
rotev
is sonane now.
What?
It's
right, the rotev is sonane. Exactly. So, exactly, can't cook. There is no mechanism of any blia, okay, by that rotev. It's out.
And there's no problem that blia wasn't heated up by the fire.
Correct.
To begin with.
Yeah, exactly, right, it's out. It doesn't matter.
We don't care about blia or not. It's a matter of sleep. It's not that second. In the second part, it's not the matter of the Korban Pesach absorbing tom or anything from the rotev. It's the fact that the rotev is cooking the Korban Pesach. The first part is it's Bolea Tom from the walls, and then once it's a different Kafta, it's not part of the Korban Pesach. Now something else.
The rotev now is cooked by something other than Ish. That's the problem.
Right. Now the problem,
so you gotta get rid of the rotev.
The problem isn't that it's Bolea Tom from the rotev to the Korban Pesach, it's that it's cooking the Korban Pesach.
No. What do you mean it's cooking the Korban Pesach?
The problem is the hot rotev is cooking the
Korban Pesach. Very bad answer. This answer's not good. So Yirmiyah says, no. Rav Yirmiyah, Kedam Rav Yirmiyah, Amar.
Amar Shmuel, Basolas, Roteches, Pachanami, Becharis, Roteches.
Okay. So what's the Gemara's answer? So you don't have to learn the initial case. Now, I'm surprised no one asked this Metzias-wise. It's very funny. I mean,
yeah, obviously it's hot.
Well, we'll see about that when you say it's hot. In other words, the Gemara's assumption to make the Kasha work is that the wall of the oven is cold. Now, again, we have to think for a second. When he says, obviously, it's hot, well, certainly if I touch the wall of the oven, it would probably burn my finger. Probably. Right? But it doesn't have to be the case. I could construct a case easily where fire, spit with meat on it, walls of the oven far apart, and the walls, whatever, they're far apart from the fire. So it may not be that hot, right? But I don't think that's going to be an issue. So what the Gemara is saying is that there's nothing forcing you to learn the walls of the oven being cold. Maybe it's a case where the walls of the oven are hot. Now, if you learn the Mishnah that the walls of the oven are hot, then of course Shmuel is going to say you have to be Yitzol Makom. Why? Because what do you have? Kam Tol Kam. So you're going to have to cut up the bit. Right, that's how he learns. Okay, so of course the question on this is, is there a Hav meaning here? Is there? Okay, we'll come back. We'll see if we come back to that. It's a very difficult question. Like, what's the Havamina? Right? Okay. But I think we need to do Tosos first. It's just transcribed right now. Should I cancel it? I mean, okay. It's like meta, because we're talking about it transcribed. Okay. No, this is a bad job. Okay. Tosos. This is a great Tosos. Oh, such a great Tosos. So, okay. Get our facts clear. Okay? So what do we know? Well, I didn't notice this until I saw Tosfos. The Gemara jumps on the second case in the Mishnah, right? To ask Akasha, Tosfos is going to want to know, why not ask from the first case? Mm-hmm. So let's get our facts clear. The first case is the Korban Pesach, the meat, right, touches the wall of the oven, okay? And in such a case, the Mishnah says, Klipa. One more time. The Korban Pesach touches the wall of the oven. In such a case, Klipa. Second case, Rotev, splashes to the wall, splashes back onto the Korban Pesach, Yitzol's Makoma. Did I say the words Yilat Tosagavar? I'm just telling you what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah never says Yilat Tosagavar. Okay? What does Tosos say? The Tosos wants to know, why doesn't the Gemara ask from the first case? Okay? Read. Tosos. Stop yawning. Tosos. Okay. Let's go.
None. No talk from Yerotzbo Al Hakaras. Yerisha de Katani Naga Bechar So Shel Tanor. Yikluf Es Makoma.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, so you jumped a little too faster, buddy. Okay, so what's his question?
Why is the Gemara asking this about the second case of the Mishnah? Asking about the first case of the Mishnah.
Well, let's get even better. In other words, a little more precise than that. In other words, why would the first case be a good question? Because What's the halacha if the Korban Pesach touches the wall of the oven? So what's the halacha? You require a klipa. Yeah. But if you're a firm Shmuel guy, right? What should you say?
The Pesach becomes cold.
If the wall is cold,
right? We don't have to be so excessive, okay?
But that's what it
I understand,
is.
Right? Okay. In other words, if we're real Shmuel guys, what should we say? By the first case, you should say there's no need for a klipa because if we hold Tasa Gavar, and now the Korban Pesach touches the wall of the oven, right? The cold wall of the oven, right? So now, what are we going to say? So we're going to say that define them both, so to speak, as tzonim. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there's no blia, and therefore, there's no need for klipa. No need for klipa at all. Right. Okay? Okay. Now, I don't care about the fact that, well, what do you mean? Isn't the Korban Pesach burning hot? I get that. But so far as blia is concerned, that's what we care about. Blia.
It's hot, but not hot.
I don't want to go as far as that. Like,
I don't want to push it.
Right, exactly, right. I don't know what that means. Like, right? Emotion. Are you going to say this?
Say something that doesn't make sense because you're going to just add the word halacha.
Insofar as the relation, guys, again, insofar as the relationship between A and B, as far as we're concerned, there's no blia. That's what we care about. Remember, that's the way to frame it. Insofar as the relationship between A and B, there's no blia to speak of. So why would you need a klipa? That's the way, you're right. I'm saying there's no blia. Okay? We define it both as sonin, there's no blia. So what do you need a klipa for? There's no, what do you use with time in the oven? No, if they're both tzonim, there's no mechanism of blia.
So that's what you
thought. Right? Tasah gavar means there's no, they're both tzonim.
Yeah, but which one's the
Hold on! Did you read Tosfos?
No.
Wait. Okay, so go. The first answer he says is no. He says, this is crazy. He says, lech alak shriya lishmo, afil lamay destakal daitach becheres tzonim.
Kuli alma modu de tasah bala.
Kedei klipa. Keep going. Who adin? Answer number one. Not good. This is going to require a modification. Because what he's saying is that everyone agrees, all right? Everyone agrees that even in Cham Sonen cases, right? In a Cham Sonen case, even if, you know, as much as you want to say, let me say it practically and then work backwards. In the case of the Korban Pesach touching the Charis wall, so again, it's like this, right? Yeah, it's very nice to say that since this is Sonen, right? This is so named, right? But I still take off a klipa off the hot thing.
it's like a little exchange there.
Right, but that's a big problem. So this is the old cake and eat it too, because you can't be binary about Blia and say there's no Blia, but there is Blia. Can I have both ways?
Yeah.
Right, now we don't want to abandon our halachic categories, God forbid, and introduce something empirical to this. That'd be very bad. Don't try and give a svar of like, well, there's two layers of reality. There's the abstract reality, then there's no Blia. But there's some sort of like, no, that's not going to work. What? Yeah, all right, that's not going to work, okay?
Maybe some of the particles from one have quantum.
Right, so this is going to require us to modify what we first said. In other words, we can't, if it's true that everyone agrees with this, right, then how is this going to work? Because I don't understand. In other words, if you're going to tell me there was no Blia, there's no Blia. Now you tell me there is Blia? And if there is Blia, so what's Klipa? Which, by the way, is also important too. You're going to have some understanding of what Klipa is. What's his idea of Klipa? Okay? That's question one. So this is very difficult. Okay? Answer one. Good. What's answer two? Wait, what's that? Does anyone not understand that? Is it first answer?
Yeah, can you say it again?
He said this. I'm giving out the Havmina.
Yeah.
In the Havmina, right, this is Cham, this is Sonein, right? We go to Sagavar, this becomes Sonein. No Blia, no transfer Satam, good to go. Korn Pesach's fine. No, my friend. Turns out, everyone agrees, even by Tasagavar, that there is some Blia. In fact, he says, Bala Kade Klipa. Right? Bala Kadei Klipa.
So descriptively, like when they touch it, like it goes into the...
Yeah, there's something's happening. There's
and
a Blia.
Then it pushes back out.
Right, there's some Blia, right? So the Blia extends to the Klipa, and that's it. So you got to take off a layer. But 1 second, we just said beforehand, right, Mr. Conceptual over here, there's just two ways you can go. It's either Sonein or Cham. If they're both Sonein, no Blia. If these are both Sonein, there should be no Blia. But everyone agrees, there's something. No, go before. Yeah.
The Tanor is Pesach.
Forgiven. Okay.
And it's cold. Pesach hits it, it becomes cold.
No Blia. No Blia.
He's not wearing halakhic glasses. It doesn't become cold, it's becoming cold. Right.
Even Weiss is... Okay. All right. So good. All right. So that's answer one. Now, everyone good? Everyone understand answer one? Okay. This needs to be explained.
No.
So, answer number two. Right. Okay. This is what you kept saying.
Or, kiven dekatani naga in hochiach im naga milamala o milamata. Avahacha dekatani nataf mashma lamata.
Okay. This is also very difficult. This is terrible. I was crying when I read this one. I'll tell you why. Because what's Tosso saying? Tosso saying in the first case, in the case of the korban touching the wall. So we don't know which one's Elah and which one's Tassah. Could be this is Elah and this is Tassah or vice versa. There's no way to know. But by the case of Nataf, I'm not so concerned about this. By Nataf, he's saying it's Pshita, that clearly the Cheres is Tassah and the Rotev is Elah. Okay. But 1 second.
Wait, he's saying it's...
One second. Ask the right question here. What question are you asking Tosos? A couple questions.
Factually, he's saying that you don't know, or that neither of them are.
But then what does?
I'll just say. He says, "Ein lochiach in milamala olam milamata."
What does it mean then for something? To
There's no way. We don't know.
What does it mean for when you become
the transition is uncertainty. It's uncertain.
Right.
Okay, that's really weird.
What does it mean for one to be the top or the bottom then? Because like, if the thing is like a sizzling from the steak from the Karm Pesach, it's going to be the one that hits the wall. The wall isn't moving.
Right, right, but what if I had the Korban Pesach in the wall? So it could be that the Korban Pesach is like this to this. Maybe it's this right when it touches, or maybe it's like this to this, or we don't know. We don't know. We don't know which ones you law and Tassah.
Understanding law and Tassah is actually on top and on bottom, is it?
I am just reading.
That's the question.
You closing the Gemara?
No. I'm saying this is the Tanar. No, this is the Pesach, this is the Tanur.
Ein lochiach im milmala olamata, right? Shmuel can learn either way.
But he doesn't mean physically. He means, that's the question.
Insofar as defining which one is which. We don't know.
Meaning the question is he going Ilan Tassah based upon the physical relationship between two of
them? He just doesn't understand how to value the nature of the relationship. Which one's Ilan, which is Tassah.
Really weird answer.
What? Okay. Slow down, buddy. Okay, first question. Is he rejecting the first answer? Maybe not. I'm not sure. One second. Let me ask you another question. Why would the Mishnah write such an ambiguous thing then, according to Tosfos? It's very strange. In other words, the Mishnah is ambiguous. You're telling me
it's
we don't know?
So not a chronic.
Is that why? That's really weird. There's something strange about this. It's very strange. In other words, okay. So, and I don't understand. So what's Tosa's answer? Since it's ambiguous, so what? So Shmuel could say it's A and not B?
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Suffolk.
I want to understand that. I want to understand that.
I think that there is no Aliyah or Sakat.
I mean, that's not the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not passing a Rav versus Shmuel. We're making a different point.
Okay, good. Hold on to that. Okay. Now,
mechanism.
Okay.
What do you mean?
What's the third?
Case of touching is Tosa and Elaga.
I don't know about that.
Right. You're pushing back in Ellie. In other words, I would agree. Every case is. So why would the Mishnah start with a case?
Not every case.
Well, is in the
if
first
you
case?
Roll two things with each other.
There's always going to be Nila on Tasa. Yeah. Always.
Are you sure?
99%.
Are you sure?
Okay.
99% of the time. And then you
have an
issue.
What? Well, okay.
Depends if you have an issue.
What's the third answer?
99%
of the time. What's the third answer?
Or the clay of the oven is for sure hot.
Okay, so one second. So for sure, if I'm dealing with an oven, okay, for sure the walls are going to be hot. Okay? This is going to be your question. It's about to come up, okay?
I will say for the Tani al-Hacheres, Sakadaitach Becheres, Sonim, Lon Hira...
Let's stop. Right? But it says it fell al-Hacheres. So maybe it's not talking about the oven wall. Maybe there happens to be a shard over here. And the rope to jump down on that shard.
Jump down and then jump back
in. Jump back in! Right? Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I don't care about that.
So now, how does this help? It'll help because in the first case.
It's Ham.
But then we go back to your question. Right? Now we can ask your question, which is one second. But then why would it be a klipa? I mean, forget Yitzos Makomo, maybe. I can understand that.
I'll tell you why.
But one second. Okay. That's going to be part of the svara. You have to say, well, why should it be a klipa if it's Cham HaSocham? According to you, should the whole thing's Osir?
No. Because when the Rotof goes back into the Pesach, that's
what you have to say. Okay, so what does Tosos say? You got the same facts as I do. Tosos says, Velo Nehira. Interesting. So Tosos rejects the third answer. He says you can't do that. Because it says charas, and charas means charas. So it can't be charas in one case, charas in another case. All right, so then why do you bring up the third answer? Right? Why do you bring up the third answer then? If it's so, to him, it's like obvious. If it says charas means charas, so they're synonymous.
It's a nice idea.